Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Building our squad, one listener at a time. Thanks for being a part of it. The Jeff and Jen Show, Star 94.1.
We love to be of service for our Jeff and Jen Show listeners, and we've got somebody on the phone. Kat is here, and she has got a question for us. She needs some advice.
So I'm getting married in like a couple months. And I invited a lot of my coworkers.
Okay.
I'm friends with a lot of them. And so, you know, I invited a bunch of them. Well, one of them, she recently quit. And apparently she's really disliked by a lot of the other coworkers, like a lot of my friends at work really dislike her. Here's the thing. How do I uninvite her? And she's already texted me, very excited about the wedding.
Ooh.
Can't wait to come. Can't wait to see the coworkers. What do I do?
I'm guessing there's not a line in the Emily Post book of etiquette about this.
how far, like, have the invites already been mailed?
They're mailed. They're out.
Okay.
Yeah.
Ooh.
And she has one.
She has one, and she is coming. But
she's coming. I mean, she's ready to go.
She has got her dress.
She's RSVP'd with bells on.
Yes.
I don't know. Jeff, if this was happening in your and Callie's wedding, would you uninvite somebody? Because this girl probably doesn't even know how unliked she is.
Right, right. Well, apparently the things she's done, she should know that she's disliked, but I guess not. I don't know. I mean, but they really don't like her.
Some people are so narcissistic, they just have no idea that people around them don't like them.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's a tough one. Do you want to not invite her because you now dislike her based on the stuff that she's done to your old coworkers and friends? Or do you want to not invite her because it'll be uncomfortable for other people there?
I think it's more so I don't want the drama at the wedding. Like,
sure.
Drinking, I don't want, you know, stuff to happen. And, I mean, I just kind of invited her when I invited a bunch of people. It wasn't specific. Like, she's not, like, a great friend, so I needed her to come.
Right.
And finding all this out, she just seems like a really bad person, and I didn't know about this. But I don't want drama. I don't want people fighting.
Yeah.
And I don't want, you know, other people uncomfortable and that kind of thing.
You know how sometimes when you invite one person from work, it leads to, like, 15 invitations from work? Yeah.
Yep.
I remember feeling that way, too. Because you really don't want her there. This is your day. It's your special moment. You want all your coworkers to have a good time and not be focused on her and how much they dislike her. You are the bride.
Here's my answer, and this is so much easier said than done, but if she's not a terrific friend of yours and she's only an invite because she's a coworker, I think you could just say to her, there are many people from the office coming, and I don't want to have work-related drama, and as I'm sure you can understand, it's important that I keep them on the guest list because I have to work with them.
Wait,
okay.
I got an
okay.
even better idea.
Jen has a better idea.
Just have your maid of honor do that.
Oh, yeah.
That's yes. Yeah.
Just have your maid of honor do exactly what Jeff just said. Just, you don't have to do it.
You should do that kind of stuff anyway.
Right. She's supposed to be looking out for you.
Well, if you want, we could possibly see if anybody calls. We could throw this out there and see if anybody listening has ever had to do a wedding uninvite, and you can listen to those ideas and maybe one of those will help. Maybe.
Yeah, I'd love that. It made me feel better just to see if it's happened before.
And if
sure it has.
And if nobody calls, how terrible would that be for you? Because then you're just a jerk. 404-741-9400. If you can help out Kat, who has to uninvite someone to her wedding, and you have any advice at all, she's open to it all.
Building our squad, one listener at a time. Thanks for being a part of it. The Jeff and Jen Show, Star 94.1.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.